N4ZLK. Well, headed home, had a good night. Ready to hit the bed.
Is out there.
Optical thermometer is reading 31.
Too bad, not good, but not as cold as they said it was going to get.
White Horse Road at the moment. I don't know what it's going to be like at the house. A little bit closer to the mountains, it might be a little cooler.
When you get up in the mountains, it might be.
The area is going through Dacusville. They get pretty cool, too.
Could be. I hope it. I think it's going to warm up later, though.
February. It's supposed to be cold.
It won't be too bad.
Pretty fair weather for this time of year. And it hasn't been, we haven't had a long cold snap, so it'll warm up again and then get a little cool again, so not too bad.
Summer's getting dressed in a minute and get a hat and some stuff so we can go outside in it.
It's up 10 degrees, that's in the 40s, and that's not bad at all.
Down here, it's not like the cold is up north. It seems to be worse down here than it is way up north when you feel it.
Acclimated. So when you're up there and it was cold all the time, you get used to it. And down here, it doesn't stay cold long enough to get used to it.
Because I tell you what, I used to go there all the time, and the humidity is different down here. It's a lot worse down here.
For almost all of my life, I've visited other places, but I've seen all kinds of weather here. So it kind of comes and goes in cycles.
You know, it's not real bad, but it's, for some reason, humidity is different. And I know because with COPD, boy, I feel it real bad when you get temperature changes like this. It's brutal.
My wife's parents, back in the 80s, the doctors advised him to move down this way. They're from Delaware, and which isn't really that far north, but it still gets really colder up there in the winter. And they advised him to move down for his health, and it seemed to help him with his breathing issues. He had a bad heart, and of course, then that leads to bad lungs too.
COPD, CHF, all kinds of chronic bronchitis issues, all kinds of good stuff.
You don't sound like it on the radio. I've heard you on there a lot. I'm sorry for you, but you sound good when you talk on the radio.
And I was. It was a time I was on 6 feet, 5 meters, rocking 6 meters all day long. Couldn't leave the chair.
What helped with your improvement?
Oxygen, started using cell foods and start doing all kinds of stuff like that, and started using a lot of antioxidants, and it seems to be helping.
I know sometimes they can change medicines around. A lot of medicines have a lot of side effects, but if you can do it more naturally, that's a better way to do it.
What happened with me was that the medicines got to the point where I was swollen, had a problem with Lasix and a few other water pills, and we changed them around, but we found out that I was having such a reaction to stuff, couldn't use all kinds of painkillers I was allergic to, so I started getting rid of different drugs to try to make it work, and I got something that seems to work.
But I'm happy for you. I can't imagine going through that and trying to figure out what your body's going to take and what it's not going to. I know that's a miserable time.
You know, the thing is with this stuff is it's either you either do or die, one of the two. And at this at the point that when you get to that point, you say, well, at this point I've got nothing to lose, so let's just do what we got to do and see what happens.
You got a point there. I guess I wasn't looking at it that way. That would be motivation for sure.
Okay, I had some good hospice doctors last year, and we decided what we were going to do, and we just did it.
Well, it's good if you can find doctors that will listen to you. Some of them seem to know more than you do, even though you know what you're feeling, they don't. My wife just had an experience at a local doctor's office just for an infection, and ended up they wouldn't listen to her, and the infection got worse. But anyway, whatever.
What it comes down to is sometimes not everybody acts the same way with certain problems. You really, they seem to think the medical book seems to know everything, and it doesn't. Everybody's body acts differently than other people's does, and you got to know what signs are what to figure out what it's going to do. And when you do, when you see something, you got to nail it hard and fix it.
That's true, and most people know their own bodies better than the doctor knows. You know, the doctor can't tell what you're feeling or what's been going on. Only what you can tell them, you know, other than what they can observe in the office. So, and I know you have people that abuse the system too over pain meds, but this wasn't even pain medication. This was, you know, just to fight an infection. But got her an antibiotic yesterday, so hopefully it should clear up pretty quickly.
Me, over the medical mistakes over the years that happened with me in Connecticut and other spots, I've got a drug resistant strain. I can't use antibiotics anymore. I have to do it without them.
My son-in-law passed away back in 2012, and from Alzheimer's. The rest of her health was completely fine. She wasn't on any medication. Perfectly good physically, but, well, I take that back. She was on a hormone supplement they started giving her back in the 70s, I think. She was on that for years. Finally took her off of it, a doctor did, when she came down here. But she was on that medicine for like 20 years, and they found out that she was only supposed to be on it for about 2 years. And somebody screwed up and didn't tell her, her doctor just kept her on it, where they came from. And they think that might have contributed to some of the dementia.
Here's the thing people don't understand. Vitamin D levels, B12 levels, B6, all that stuff, it's all related to oxygen levels in the blood. Oxygen levels in the blood, antioxidants, all that's memory, you know, recognition, all that comes from that. And oxygen levels are bad. Hypoxia, all that other stuff is all related to memory issues.
It all affects, everything affects everything, I think. What we eat has some consequences as well, and other things that we do to our bodies. N4 ZLK.
I don't know if I had either or not.
Going in and out. Sometimes it's really clear, and other times it's got some a lot of white noise on in the back end of it.
My heat pump's here right now. I'm probably doing it.
I'm mobile. I hope my signal is all right. I heard you talking yesterday morning. You live not far from the library across Butler Road there?
I crossed that highway out there. Well, I came, a buddy of mine with this excited guy. We crossed at that light out there. Man, I don't want to do that again.
Busy highway to try to cross, even when you can see well. I worked for UPS and years ago. It's been probably been 8 to 10 years ago, I guess now. I used to deliver over in that area.
It's not really safe to do that.
And Malden is really booming. There's so much more traffic now.
That road is, there's no island in the middle. And there's no push button on that light, so you can't really start. You gotta go with the light. And if some knucklehead runs that light, you're in trouble.
That median to turn into, you know, either to pass somebody or to turn on 500 yards down the road, they'll get into the median.
Here, if you know how to drive a car, is a problem. Down here, people don't know how to drive a car.
Now, the problem down here is all the northerners that move down here and try to drive with us. We know how to drive. We just do it a little differently.
I don't know any traffic laws down here at all, and they really need to do that.
Well, those northerners moving down not obeying the traffic laws, because I married one and she doesn't like to obey them either.
When she gets in a good wreck, she'll figure it out.
Right. She's toned down a lot over the years. We go back and forth with each other. Because we'll go back to where she's from, and she says, you can't use the turn signal up here to let people know you're going to change lanes, because if they see your turn signal, they'll speed up, so you can't change lanes.
It's a place I never want to travel again. I got lost in Boston, Massachusetts one time. And I will tell you, that is the worst city to get around.
Boston? Been there yet. I haven't been that far on the East Coast, up that far north on the East Coast, but yeah, I'm not a big fan of the big cities driving in them, and Greenville's going to turn into one here in the next 10 to 15 years, probably.
But the right way, it's not going to be a problem. They're not doing it the right way.
Excuse me. Hang on a second. That's N4ZLK. Greenville is growing with as much tax revenue in mind as possible, not for convenience.
It's also stupidity in mind. And that's something, like the bus system around here is just horrible. It's not set up right. They're not using their head. You're crossing major highways is just stupid. Take it down and cross the highway one time. You think I'm crazy? I'm not doing it.
Safe to cross these major highways in a car sometimes.
Well, one, the heat pump's shut off. Let's see if we're doing a little better now.
29 degrees now.
Well, I bet where are you now? You're on Whitehorse Road somewhere?
Field community right now, off of Fars Bridge 183.
Where are you staying? Hopefully the wind's not blowing too bad.
Calm right now, pretty calm all night long.
Up here, no wind was blowing about 30 miles an hour and about 30 degrees out. Boy, was that nasty.
An article yesterday, you know, that storm system we had come through last weekend, it blew over, went up the East Coast and then blew over across, and I don't know when it was named, I think they called it Sierra, but it ended up going across to England. I've got relatives over there, and they had a lot of damage done. They got a lot of rain and wind, and then they ended up having snow right after it, just like we did. But I read an article. There's a British Airways 747 that set the speed record flying from New York to London. They were ahead of that storm, and they had a 200-mile-an-hour tailwind, and they exceeded speeds of 800 miles an hour and got there in less than, or around 4.5 hours. They set a new record.
4 hours and 56 minutes. Fastest flight since the Concorde.
Good morning.
I heard that article too. Yeah, kind of cool this morning. Of course, let's see, what is it? Saturday morning? 2 days after what we get up there in South Dakota. It's here. It was 18 degrees Thursday morning there, so here it is 2 days later. It's cool here. Good all right, Al. Good morning. KB0, KBJ.
It's the same, probably about 2 days later. So yeah, my buddy in the Northeast, he said it's 18 degrees this morning up there with the wind blowing.
N4ZLK, I've talked to you once, I think on EchoLink, but I've heard you. Well, talked to you when you're up there in the Dakotas, but I've heard you on for years.
Yeah, well, I've been around for years. Also been gone for a few years too. I've been gone longer than I live here. Anyhow, yeah, Northeast, Al. Ringe, New Hampshire. I used to live up that way, too. 6 below up there right now.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't know. I like it down here better than I do up north, I can tell you that.
Well, at home right now, it's only 25. But there in South Dakota, so ain't much difference this morning. But they consider it warm, of course. is that okay there? I forget your name since we've only met a few times and doubtfully in person. What's your name there, over?
Pain. And, yeah, I'm just looking at 28 degrees now in my vehicle. And, let's see, I got a son-in-law. He grew up in North Dakota. And my oldest son is stationed in South Dakota at Ellsworth. I don't know how close you are to Ellsworth Air Force Base.
Okay, Shane. Well, lucky I remembered your name there. Don't hold me to remembering it next time. I have a better chance of remembering your call sign. Ellsworth is on the other side of the state. I'm only 10 miles from Minnesota where I live. So, quite a ways away.
That is a good distance. And they get a lot of snow over there, too. He's closer to the mountains. And, yeah, I'm better at remembering call signs, too. It's almost like a first name.
Yeah, I was talking with somebody recently, and I was listing off some calls and whatnot from folks around here I haven't talked in years, you know. Some I remember the names, but more often I remember the call than the name. That's how it goes, you know. See, they call, you hear the call a lot. But not the name so much.
I'm going to go ahead and sign. Al, good to hear you this morning. And Steve, good to talk to you again. Both of you have a great day. I'm going to go home and take a nap. Let's see. KI4LMN, or MLN, I think. And KB0, KBJ, I think that's right. N4ZLK.
Meet you, Shane. Yeah, you stumbled through. Got them both correct. Hacked it out there. Have a good nap. Right out.
When are you heading back?
Planning on Monday.
How all the way back?
Still faster than walking or pushing it.
I'm a bit surprised they brought a van up here. I suppose although you can get some pretty good deals around here and good vehicles in this area.
No, say that again. What about? Well, I didn't quite get that out. Say that again.
A lot of good deals on vehicles around here. It seems to be this part of the country you can get some good vehicles, even new ones, relatively a lot cheaper than you can up sure other areas of the country.
I don't exactly know why, but I got some ideas why that is. I think it's just because they don't rust out and get beat up so much. And there is a lot more vehicles to start with, you know. As we talked about traffic earlier, so there's just a lot more vehicles and a lot more people who have vehicles. They don't necessarily wear them out. So, you know, not at the rate they do up north, you know. They don't drive the distances, and that we do, and have the roads, bumpier roads. South Dakota doesn't have the worst roads, but we don't use that much salt, so that can eat them up pretty quick, you know. But we do have long distances we travel, so they just simply wear on out. And it can be rough roads, you know, and snowdrifts and whatnot that tears them up. So I think it's more to do with just where they're at, though. Whether just generally in the south, you know, vehicles are nicer than up north. They just get beat to tar up north.
Wheels are better now too. You get an engine now. I see engines down here with 400,000 or 500,000 miles, and they're not in bad shape.
Yeah, that's true. I know a fella even up north there. Got Chevy Impala. I think he told me he just ran the thing over 400,000 miles the other day.
Technology's come so far with fuel injection, oil technology, and all that. Engines, you know, if you change oil and air filters right, it just lasts a long time.
Yeah, that's true. I watch this fella on YouTube, and he does comparison tests of oils, all kinds of different things. And he did the oil one. Somebody sent him a can of old, you know, the tin quart can. Send him an old can of that. Or pint can, whatever it was. Yeah, I did a test on that versus a test on where the modern oil was. Well, I think it just didn't have nothing to it. It wasn't very good.
When I went to tech school back in, well, when I was in high school, I was way back, and we did that articles, different oils. When they first started doing emissions controls, running into hotter and stuff, they were losing engines, like 1968, for example. They were losing so many engines, they had to redesign the oil. It was the oil that was causing the problems. Mike used to run a mud motor. He used to run the... He was making about... drag engine alcohol and blower and all that stuff. He was running about... He was making about... about 3,000 horsepower. He said... He said a little baby engine. I said, yeah, right. And he ended up... good. He used to break rear end gears in this thing all the time. And once he went to good synthetic oil in the rear, it stopped it. And, you know, he used cryogenics on it, good gears, cryogenics, and he was going, well, he was going 50 runs without breaking no more gears.
Okay, that's some good stuff. You know, you can put additives in there, and you can come from the complex. Something in your engine, and you can dump it right on top of your vehicle, you know. I knew one guy, he said, boy, that's good stuff, that conference. Yep. I had a logging truck and put that in there. He said, boy, that thing just go right uphill, no problem after that. Uphill, downhill. This thing was so good. I can take the key right out of the ignition, it wouldn't even stop. I had to put it up against the tree to stop that thing after that.
I've never been to South Dakota before. I'd like to go there in the springtime sometime and check it out.
Let's see, that would be about the end of May.
At the end of May?
So you gotta get there quick, otherwise, you know, from the end of June, you're probably gonna get cold.
I'd like to see a foot of snow one time, just to see if, to learn how to get around out of the cane again. Try it.
Snow?
I can't afford a snow. I know guys used to do it, but man, I could never do it.
Yeah, I don't want to. I just walk around my snowblower. That's the way to get rid of that. Clear the path, you know. That's what you should use.
The problem is that you cannot... Your landmarks are all gone, so unless you know exactly what you're doing, you can get messed up real easy.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the best place to do it out there, too. You know, I used to grade the road out there, and in the winter I'd clear the road of snow. Now we're talking back roads, all the gravel roads. And here was one road. It didn't have any trees or fences or anything for a long ways. It just basically didn't have it. It was just going across a field or between fields, you know. Usually there's a tree line or tree belt or fence or something to kind of give you... Well, it snowed, covered the road, and I went down that road trying to plow that thing. I couldn't tell where I was because this is all white and the sky is white. You could hardly tell where the horizon was because of that. Yeah. It's all white. I had to look in the mirror, see where I had been to see where I was going. You know, scratching down there to the dirt. Exposing that, I'd start drifting a little off. I'd see it in the mirror. Well, I'll have to bring her back, you know. Good thing it was straight.
the way it is. I mean, people don't really understand this kind of stuff until you have to deal with it.
Well, a few weeks ago, we had freezing fog for 3 days straight. And wasn't much of a wind, but temperatures were below freezing. Fog was in the air, and down. It got thick enough where it was about 200-foot visibility. Froze on the trees everywhere, you know. Froze on the highline wires. It's got about, if you would have this tiny little twig on a tree, it's going to get to be about 2.5 inches across, but by the time it all is all said and done, like I said, there was no wind to even knock it off, you know. So, yeah, it even started weighing some of the trees down, tree branches down. But needless to say, the sky was gray, and the ground is white, and the trees are white. There's a lot of white after a while. Like you're inside of a loony bin, you know?
Nice road truckers, and they had to go up. They were going to some weird place up in, I don't know even where it was, Dubai or somewhere like that. And they were trying to negotiate these mountain roads, and they were out in the middle of the salt flats up there. And they were having a real hard time with it. You know, it really was nasty. A couple of them wrecked pretty good. Luckily, they didn't get killed, but a couple of them wrecked pretty good.
Kind of that way with ice and snow. You just got to kind of keep it in the back of your mind. You could be in the weeds any moment.
It's funny, too. You know, I know a lot of guys that say, oh, your automatic transmission is the way to go, but you know what? Up in that stuff, with it, lots of times a good manual transmission is the way to go.
That one.
You take a 18-speed, a big truck, you can, lots of times you can use the clutch and you can slip it if you kind of get stuck somewhere. You're going to have a tendency to get stuck and you can get out of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it would be good for that kind of business sometimes. You got these transmissions now, you can't even spin the tires. Wow. That's no good. Sometimes you just gotta spin the tires and rock the vehicle, but you know, won't let you spin the tires and won't let you rock the vehicle until it's the thing is quit moving in one direction before you switch gears, and they're really quite useless.
You know, I was, I'll tell you what taught me, the first thing I ever drove, you know what it was? A 1948 Willys Jeep. And let me tell you something. If you want nothing to driving something with a manual transmission, that's trying to drive something.
I've never drove one, of course. But, you know, I've seen one recently. It was in town. Guy was tooling around town with that thing last summer. I was like, well, that's quite old.
State was trying to whack it and try to force it into the next gear. I didn't want to go. Well, I learned very quickly when it popped out, darn near broke my freaking wrist. You don't do that.
Kind of like sticking your hand into an egg beater, huh?
Real quick, as you go your second gear, let's say, you push the clutch in, you get it neutral, and you kind of rev the engine a little bit, and you play with it and touch the, and let the ends, and then let off on the throttle, let the car slow down a little bit, and you just try to sneak in. And when you get to my RPM, it will go in. There's no synchros in this thing. It is straight cut teeth all the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you don't get that right, you will have your hand suddenly in an egg beater. it's like holding on to an egg beater, you know? Hey!
It took me about 4 times around the park lot to get used to driving that thing.
Fertilized truck the other day. He's got a stick shift. That's the first time in a long time I drove a stick shift. Hey, buddy, I kind of liked it. Still got it.
Work goes away.
Yeah, true. Well, Well, I'm going to go away for a moment here, Al. We'll probably see, catch you back around. KI4MLN, KB0KBJ.
I don't know what this interference from is. I got some forest lights or some garbage around here. I got to go to an AM radio and figure it out. But I'll catch you later. Yeah, I just wanted to jump in here and say hello to everybody this morning. I know how cold it's going to be when I go out there. I got my shoes on and all that. And I'm going to go get that engine. I'll get it apart and see if I can get the stupid thing apart. I'm getting beat up this time.
I'll figure it out there, whatever that is. You have yourself a good morning, Al. 80 KBJ, I'll be clear in the final.
73s.